I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to Life Through a Dram.
Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week I'm enjoying a rather nice 10-year-old Ardbeg. It's pretty cold up here at the moment, up in Port Sydney. It's a minus 14 degrees Celsius, which bit feels like minus 22 with the wind chill. In Fahrenheit, I think that's about 6 degrees, feels like minus 7 Fahrenheit, I believe. But don't quote me on that. You know, science and chemicals was never my great forte. So anywho, it's time for a really nice warming whiskey. So the Ardbeg 10's perfect for that. So Schlangevar. So this week the news dropped that Neil Peart of Canadian prog rock band Rush died at 67. He'd been dealing with, I believe it was brain cancer for a while, and it finally caught up with him. And Neil's, I mean, I'm not a huge Rush fan, but they're very much a Canadian icon. One of my friends over in the UK was a huge Rush fan, and Neil Peart's drumming was the one. I was the kind of drumming that got Kevin into drumming himself, and he became an awesome drummer. And I know, you know, like many Canadian groups that didn't quite make it as big outside Canada, although Rush is pretty big, you know, globally, but it's still a very Canadian icon and a Canadian cultural, you know, icon. And Neil Peart is very much of that. So for me, it's not as huge a news item, and I say that with respect, it's not as huge a news item as it is for a lot of my Canadian friends. And some of them were sharing their own experiences of what Rush meant to them and what Neil Peart meant to them. One of my friends over on Facebook, Bob Ledrew, he posted about, you know, the odd synchronicity that he'd been reading his copy of Ghost Rider, which is Neil Peart's memoir of the time after the deaths of his own daughter in a car accident and his wife, who also died of cancer, in less than a year. And Bob goes on to talk about, you know, how shocked he was to hear of his death. I mean, he was only 67, so it's not a super old person. It's not a big age to die. But as Bob Ledrew mentions, and this really stuck out with me and kind of inspired the topic of this week's show, he said that at 67, I suppose life owes you no more time. And that phrase, life owes you no more time, really sticks out and you know, resonated with me. And it reminded me of a blog post I read a little while back on the unbrokenself.com website. Unbroken Self is a blog by a Fally Scott that talks about, spirituality and, you know, various mystics and, you know, various worldwide beliefs, etc. And one of the things that this particular post spoke about, where it is about life owes us nothing, the writer was talking about how we look at life as owing us a big debt. You know, we should be more successful than we are. We should have big cars, big wages, etc. But the gist of the blog post was, you know, life has already given us quite a lot just by giving us the air we breathe and the plants that maintain us and the nature that surrounds us and helps keep our world clean, you know, as long as we don't destroy it, which we currently seem hell-bent on doing. But he mentioned, the author mentioned in this post about a tribe in the Colombian Amazon called the Ufena. And it could be Ufena. I'm not sure the pronunciation, so I apologize if it's incorrect. It's Ufaina, the Ufena. And he wrote about their beliefs. And the belief is that when a person is born, a small amount of vital force is borrowed to that person. So when that person dies, this energy, this vital force, it's released back to the universe where it gets recycled again and again. And it continues down the same path of a new person is born and is given this borrowed vital energy until they die and it goes back to the next person. And that's a really beautiful way of looking at life, you know, that everything we have and everything we, you know, we believe we are as people, as humans, as, you know, brothers and sisters globally, it's really just on loan to us. And I'd written about something similar to this a little while back, and I'll drop the links in the show notes. But I'd written about us living a borrowed life. And it was essentially saying we need to, you know, take every day as truly being something special, because we never know when it can be taken away from us. It is a borrowed life. We're not guaranteed a set amount of years on this earth. You know, there's no saying that 70 years, which means 70 years. And there was a belief that for the longest time, and there still is with some people, I guess, there's a belief that the average lifespan in the developed world, if you like, is 70, 75, 80. But anything can happen. I have a friend over in the US, John Hayden, who wrote published a beautiful video post on his Facebook group, Watch John Hayden Fight Cancer. And obviously my friend, as the group title suggests, he's currently fighting cancer, a very aggressive cancer that spread to a lot of his body. And he's detailing the journey of this fight and what it means to his health, his, you know, his relationships, the people around him, etc. And the video he posted was talking about various topics, but it was based on a question from one of the group members about how John feels at this stage of his life. And John gave a really, really poignant answer that, again, much like Bob Ledoux's, you know, life owes you no more time quote, John's answer stuck with me. And at this stage of life, he says, you know, we can't call it a stage of life, really, because that suggests that you expect to live a long life. You know, you may think that 70 or 80 years old is the average lifespan in a developed world. So if you say you're middle-aged, you're 40. And he used that example of a friend he spoke to who just turned 40 and was talking about, well, now that I'm middle-aged, I feel that my life's over. It's all downhill from here. And John had mentioned to her that, well, that's on the assumption that you're going to live till 80 and you could be hit by a bus tomorrow. Or, like John has, you could, you know, be stricken down with cancer, very aggressive cancer, and not have that long life that you always expected you were going to have. And again, I'll drop the link to John's video in the show notes. Please watch the video. It's a really poignant, moving video with a great answer. And it just shows, you know, John's positivity and how he's approaching this battle with cancer, with terminal cancer that he has. And John will be on my show in the next week or so to talk about his journey, why he started a group, etc., and his goals, you know, with the time he has left. And I'm really looking forward to having John on. He's one of my oldest online friends, if you like, and he's such a good soul. So I'm looking forward to having him on. So as I mentioned, I will be sure to drop the link in the show notes. But again, it ties back to what Bob mentions in his post, and it ties back to the article on the Unbroken Self website, where we have to really, you know, look at what life is and what we presume it to be versus what it actually is. And that is a gift. It's a very, you know, there's so many examples of unborn children or parents, would-be parents that can't have kids, or stillborn births or miscarriages or, you know, things that can go wrong with the creation part of life. That for those of us that are fortunate enough to make it to the next level, you know, the part of living, we need to appreciate it more and not wait until we're 50 plus like myself, or we see someone, you know, that shares their wisdom because of, you know, maybe an illness they have or someone dying. Or we need to basically, you know, appreciate where we are now. And that was one of the reasons why my wife and I moved our family up north to, you know, and started the Downsize Life project, was to share, you know, it's not too late to make a change in your life, even though your life as it is may not be bad, you know, at that moment. There's always time to make the changes that you want to make, and you need to make these changes because there's not, contrary to what I just said, my apologies, there's not going to always be time to make that change. And the last thing you want is to be lying on your deathbed in years to come, or maybe tomorrow. You're not being too morbid, but we just don't know. You know, we just had we woke up this morning here in Ontario, Canada, to a province-wide alert on our phone, like a government alert, that said there'd been an incident, so-called incident, at one of the nuclear power plants in our province. Now, it turns out that there wasn't an incident, it was a false alarm. But let's say there was an incident, you know, I may not even have been here speaking to you right now, who knows? So, you know, little things like that can just, on the, you know, on the click of a dial, something can go wrong. So, you know, let's take the time and really live the life we want to live and be appreciative of it more than anything, because it can go at any time and we just don't know. Anywho, guys, this has been, you know, Life Through a Dram. I hope you've enjoyed this week's topic. Like I mentioned, I will drop the links to the topics I've been speaking about in the show notes. I do sincerely hope you check them out, especially John's video. It's a really good answer and a really good way to think about stuff. And it certainly made me think about, you know, some of the things that I may not have done already, but didn't, you know, thought I'd had plenty of time to do, and maybe now I'm certainly going to put them, you know, bring them closer up the calendar, if you like. Anyway, it's a little bit cold outside. I'm going to have to go outside and blow some snow out there soon. Hopefully I can blow the snow. I went out this morning to clear a bit of an area in the backyard for the dogs to go out and do their business. And that was basically compacted ice underneath the snow, and it was so hard to shift. So I don't know if I'm even going to be able to do that this afternoon. We'll see. But at least I'll have some nice warmth inside me, and I'll have nice whiskey to look forward to when I come back inside. Anyway, until next time, guys, take care, be well, and be kind to each other. Slán go bhfar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.